From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The UN Food Agency says 4 million Haitians are suffering from hunger. West Indians in the English city of Bristol call for programs to help them bypass the drug trade. And it's touch and go for some venues at the Pan American Games. I'm Bertram Knowles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A United Nations agency has warned of what it called a silent food crisis affecting close to half the people of Haiti. At the same time, the Food and Agriculture Organization has launched a $6 million aid appeal for the country. But it said the nature of the crisis in the region's poorest country meant it was happening almost without being noticed by the outside world. Orin Gordon reports.
The FAO said living conditions for the poor in Haiti had got significantly worse, with more than 3.5 million people suffering from hunger. Ann Bauer, the director of the agency's emergency operations, said Haitians were somehow managing to survive from day to day, leaving many observers to question whether there was really a humanitarian emergency. But she said the indicators show that there was a crisis, albeit a silent one, and one that risked becoming deeper. The report said agriculture, the country's main source of income, had been damaged by a mixture of floods and drought. Water and sanitation were adequate or non-existent throughout the country, according to the FAO. The report said over 1 million children were either infected or affected with HIV and AIDS and other diseases.